If it's Friday, that means Larry Weber is on the line with us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. And how are you enjoying this day?
Well, it's the beginning of the spring membership drive, Larry. That's another one of those phenomenological? It's one of those things that happens every year.
Yes, actually it happens. Spring happens only once, but there is another drive later.
Yeah, but
so you marked it for a good time. This is the 100th day of the year, and so that's probably why you chose this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, the drive is well worth it. I won't say a lot about KUMD here, but I will say this. Again and again and again, I bump into people who talk about something they've heard on KUMD. And the thing that I appreciate the most is the references to local things, and so many local things. You do such a good job of talking about it that you just don't pick up anywhere else. And there's a lot of really neat things going on. And KUMD is right there with them. So I really appreciate that. And if I can be part of the team, I will like to be part of the team. We are in the month of April right now. We've gone 10 days. You mentioned the forecast, how we're supposed to get a little bit warmer. The clearing skies are going to look good after this week where we've had clouds virtually every day. A lot of east wind as well, which kept the temperatures nice and cool. Today we will get into the 50s, but tomorrow we'll be in the 60s. But it looks like we're going to have some rain moving in, maybe even thundershowers on Sunday. So we definitely need that. So far, April has been, as March was, warmer than normal, but drier than normal. Dry April can mean some difficult times coming a little bit later, so I would appreciate some really good rains. When we get to this time of April, we are going through quite a change. Today is the 10th of April, and by the time I call next week on the 17th, we will have gone a couple of changes. For one, I will be calling after sunrise for the first time in months. Right now, the sun rises around 6:30, and it sets approaching 8 o'clock. But next week, we will be sunrise earlier. But the big thing to look for this next week is going to be ice-out conditions. I'm not so sure we're going to see ice-out in all the lakes. There's so many different size lakes. The smaller lakes, yes, I think by the 17th, we will see ice out. It is happening right now. I have a number of lakes that I keep an eye on around here, and all of them still have ice, but they have open water around the edges. The ponds, the swamps, the vernal ponds, the temporary ponds are all open. The temperatures have been a little bit too cool for the frogs to start calling, but when those vernal ponds open, that is the breeding site of these frogs. They wake up from hibernation, and they immediately go to these ponds. And I expect that it's going to happen probably with the warming of this weekend, that we're probably going to get frogs starting to call. I wouldn't be surprised if there are some starting to call today already, though I have not heard any at all. This is another phenomenon of April. The last 2 years, we didn't get ice out until May, and we didn't get the frog calling until May. But usually it happens, this begins to happen in April. Other things of note, this is, of course, the time of a lot of migration. I've talked in the last few weeks about several different migrants. This week I thought it was interesting, the numbers of them. I saw red-winged blackbirds and robins in previous weeks, but this week it was red-winged blackbirds and robin flocks. Some of the flocks were quite large, and they were hanging around feeding. Red-winged blackbird flocks are often quite loud, too, as they do a lot of calling as they travel through the north. And then we had the movement of juncos. That's something I've been looking forward to quite some time. And, yeah, these little gray birds, type of sparrow, they've been moving in, often seen along roadsides, but I probably saw more in my yard this week than anywhere else. And they are just a terrific welcome sight, as are some of their cousins. I saw tree sparrow this week. I didn't see it, but I assume, and other people have seen, that song sparrows are in the area, and soon we will be having a white-throat sparrows coming through as well. These are all migrants. Other migrants of April that I still haven't seen are the thrushes, and they will be here within a week probably anyway. Another one, though, I did see was 2 days ago. I saw the first phoebe of the season. This is a little gray bird that feeds on insects, a type of flycatcher. The fact that it feeds on insects is always interesting because early in the season like this, there doesn't seem to be a lot of insects around, but the phoebes are able to find them. Where to go for insects at this early? Well, they hang around water. Water, when there's open water, there's going to be insects. And then if they can't find them there, sometimes they'll hang around the roads because the roads are a little bit warmer and might attract things like insects as well. So it was really a great sighting to see that. Water birds are coming in. I had went out and took a look along the St. Louis River at a couple of places this week, and in addition to seeing the Canada geese, mallards, and golden eye that had been there for a while, I saw ringneck ducks, and I saw hooded and common mergansers, and then I also saw the swans. Tundra swans are moving in a pretty good flocks, and they are just great. Big white birds. They're terrific sightings to see, and I highly recommend people to get out and take a look. In my own immediate neighborhood here, I've also been able to see wood ducks almost every day. Wood ducks, they may be seen out along the St. Louis River, but they're a little bit more likely to be found in the inland ponds and the inland swamps and so forth, and that's where I've been seeing them. Also been hearing sandhill cranes every day. Sometimes when we look forward to the spring migrants, we have a tendency to overlook those that have spent the winter with us and are now still here but getting ready to move on, and that is the pine siskins and redpolls. Yesterday I had a flock at the feeder that I estimated to be about 40, and of those, most of them were pine siskins, but there were some redpolls there as well. They were restless. They were making their usual calls, and they were feeding a lot. I assume they're going to be moving on, and in the next few days, maybe I won't be seeing any of them anymore. In the world of plants, April is the time when trees put out their catkins. The pussy willows and the quaking aspen buds that we saw earlier are now growing into catkins. Maturity means that they're going to have pollen growing on them. The male catkins are what we usually see. There is female catkins, but they're a bit smaller. Same way with alder. Alder are ripe right now, and if you see alders along the sides of the road, they're very common in a Duluth area, a small tree. Well, they are often yellow with pollen, and this week, 2 days ago, I saw another one to add to that list, and that was the hazel, also known as hazelnut. They're common in our areas, and they have catkins that hang on the trees all winter, but as we get now into April, they enlarge and they take on the pollen, and they also have a different flower on the branch. They have a little purplish female flower as well. So it was really a beautiful sighting to see. But that's the trees in April. The exception to that is silver maple, and a little bit later the red maples that have more of a colorful flower. In the world of flowers otherwise, I did find a crocus in bloom this week. I kind of laugh because I'm not the only one who found it, and just a couple hours after I located it, it was already gone. So I think we have a very hungry chipmunk that likes to feed on crocuses in the neighborhood, and so therefore I couldn't see it in bloom very long. I also found the first hepatica of the season. Hepatica is a wildflower that keeps its leaves all winter, and therefore when spring comes, it's the first one. It's ready to go. It's the first one to have a blossom. And so if it gets any kind of a sunlit position, they'll be starting to bloom. I expect in the next couple weeks now, we're going to be seeing a much more growth of the spring wildflowers, the so-called ephemerals of spring. And yes, they are coming along. So This is the time. You know, we have a period of time in November where we have the ice forming on the lake. Now we have this period of time in April where we have ice out. So get out and take a look. There's going to be a lot of changes taking place. And soon as the lakes start to open, oh, yes, we'll have the return of the loons, which are always a terrific thing. So, yeah, Lisa, in addition to the pledge drive, we have plenty of other things going on. now in April.
Well, the really cool thing is that this very membership drive can enable you to more easily find the things in the natural world that you want to look at every week. And that is because when you call and make your membership pledge right now, for a $60 or higher membership pledge, we will give you a copy of Larry Weber's brand new and updated edition of Backyard Almanac. And you, too, can keep that book right there on your kitchen table. You can refer to it every day, every week, to see what kinds of things you may be noticing in your little corner of the backyard. And if it's not Friday, it's almost like having Larry Weber sitting right there at your kitchen table. Because on Fridays, he's kind of really there at your kitchen table, assuming the radio's in the kitchen. Are you following me, Larry? Are you tracking with me?
Yeah, so I'm not so sure everyone would want me at the kitchen table, but maybe if they would listen to a few things and then look outside and see the same things outside. That's always kind of cool.
There you go. And you can look it up in your copy of the newest edition of Backyard Almanac when you call and make a pledge of membership support right now at the $60 level or higher. Larry, thank you so much, not only for joining us this morning, but for absolutely being a vital part of the team. We love you like crazy. Just wanted to remind you of that.
Well, thank you very much, and have a beautiful day.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, right here on 103.3 KUMD. And don't forget, right now, when you make your call of membership support at $60 or higher, we'll send you a copy of the newest edition of Backyard Almanac by Larry Weber, 726-7181.